This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Well, good Monday morning, everybody. I am Glenn the Geek in a very wet Ocala, Florida.
I am Jamie Jennings, and yeah, it's pouring here in Phoenix. Wait, no, it's definitely not. And you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for June 6th, episode 1444, brought to you by Omega Alpha Equine. Good morning, horse world. It's Monday.
Monday is my favorite time of year.
This is Horses in the Morning with your lovable hosts, Jamie Jennings.
I am the queen. You listen to me.
I'm sorry that people are so jealous of me, but I can't help it that I'm popular.
Glenn the Geek.
You look especially radiant today, Your Grace.
I'm going to do a terrific show today because I'm good enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Happy Monday!
Yes, happy Monday, everybody. That is really bad when I have no idea what day it is, and I woke up actually thinking it was Friday.
That's what happens when you work for yourself and you're home all the time.
I was way off. But I have good news. And it's only good news really for me. But Chad is on his way home. Yay!
Oh, yay.
He's driving. I think he just crossed into Arizona. So he will probably be here just after the show is over. So yay!
Yeah, you're very happy, girl, after a month of him being gone. Is he officially a pilot? Well, like he was a pilot before, but now he's a commercial pilot.
He passed the final test. And
does that mean he didn't
officially
crash the plane? Is that how they determine you passed?
They have all sorts of things. I think it goes a little more detailed than crashing. Like, they expect you not to crash, but like, that's a given. Be in the simulator and like all of a sudden there's like weather coming in, you know, and I'm sure it's not as dramatic as I'm making it, but it sounds like more exciting that way. So he passed the final simulator and he's on his way home.
Now, does that mean he gets to start flying planes now?
He will officially fly. I think his first flight is on Friday. And, you know, I was thinking about that. I'm like, I wonder if they're going to get on the PA system in the airplane and just say, hey, congratulations to Lieutenant Colonel Chad Jennings and the right seat co-captain flying his first flight.
Yeah, and he's going to land the plane for us today.
Congratulations, Chad. We're going to let him take this one. Like, you've never heard somebody announce that it was the first time they've flown. So, like, somebody somewhere is going to have a first-time pilot. It's probably happened to you. You never know.
The only one I've ever heard about that is it was their last flight. You know,
yeah.
30 years in the air, and I was on the final flight, and then everybody cheered. And
yeah, they don't tell you about the first one, do they?
No.
Just the last one.
Just the last one.
God.
Well, I'm so happy for you, and I think the audience is too, having lived through you getting grumpier and grumpier as time went on. Friday was the worst, though. Friday had to be your worst.
He listened to Friday, and he was like, you're funny. And I was like, I don't know if he thinks I'm funny or he's just really scared.
Well, you listened to the show. That's something, huh?
Yeah, I think he downloaded it before he left. He had nothing else to do. He's driving home from Dallas. It's like, what are you going to listen to? There's only like Spanish stations on there.
That's true.
Southwest
Mexican
Texas
music. That's funny.
Every time we talked yesterday, I'm like, where are you? He's like, still in Texas.
And in the rain. In Texas. Speaking of rain, if we go off the air this morning during the show, it's because we got this little tropical storm named, I forget what his name is already, Bertha, something with a B, I think. And it's coming over top of us, looks like today and tonight and tomorrow. So I don't think it's going to be too bad. We're supposed to get 5-6 inches of rain, which we can get in an hour here. So that's not too bad. And we actually need a little rain right now. But yeah, we're supposed to get up to 50-60 mile an hour winds. That could cause some trouble. But so if we go off the air, that's why.
I'll stay here.
Yeah, Jane,
I may boil off the air. Oh my gosh, this weekend it was like record high temperatures in Phoenix. It was 117 degrees.
I saw that. What's going on? I don't think I've ever been in 117 degrees.
Oh, it hurts your skin when you go outside. And this is the other problem. This is like the sad thing about my husband getting home is like he's going to walk in my living room and realize how many chickens I'm housing inside.
You got them in the house again.
In the house. They're too little to stay outside. It's hot. And like, so I made a little water park for the bigger ones. And so they have their little pool and slide and all sorts of fun stuff. Not really a slide. But they have their little area and they seem to be fine. But the little ones are too little. So I brought them in.
Okay, I'm thinking about as a horse husband coming home after being away a month. Is did you make any attempt at all to clean the house? And are the stalls and the paddocks been cleaned at least once since he left?
Yes, and yes, and yeah. I attempted to clean the house. It's a very sad attempt, very sad home cleaning attempt. And oh my god, I just realized I did laundry yesterday morning still in the wash.
Rewash those. I don't know if your laundry's like ours, but it gets stinky if it sits here for a
minute. Of course it does.
Rewatch
you don't invent that. Like everybody does that. I just realized he's gonna walk in, it's gonna smell like mold in the house.
I think we set a record of like five times washing the same load over and over and over.
Hey, I learned a new trick about that actually. Yeah? It really, really works. You don't have to go through the whole wash cycle again. Take a cup of white vinegar, pour it in there, and put it on the rinse cycle. You're welcome.
Doesn't it all come out smelling like vinegar?
Better than mold.
Good for you. I never thought about just running it through the rinse cycle again. I don't know if that'd get the smell
out. Doesn't work. You have to put vinegar. It neutralizes the odor. I'm telling you, I do it all the time because my husband, God bless him, I love that he tries to do laundry. This is what he does every time he does a load. And I'll walk in, I'll be like, okay, what is that smell in the house? Chad been doing laundry again. I appreciate any attempt, but I always have to rewatch it.
It is awful when you open the door and you open the lid. It's like, oh, man.
You know, what's awful is when you open your front door and you smell it.
That's been in there a while. If that's, you really don't do wash enough there, Jamie. I'm just saying.
That's bad.
Just buy more clothes. That's what horse girls do.
Yeah, exactly.
Jennifer.
Anyway, Jennifer, what's on today's show? Sorry, it took way too long.
That's all right. We got nothing else to do today.
Now, if they need to make lavender-scented vinegar for Glenn to use that method because he despises
the smell of vinegar.
Or vinegar. Just can't do it. Yeah. What's that horrible smell? I cleaned something with vinegar, Glenn. Get over it.
Ugh, can't stand it.
Vinegar smells to me like Easter eggs because we used to dye Easter eggs, you know, with the dye and vinegar. So every time I smell vinegar, it smells like Easter eggs. Sorry, that's random, I know. But. Today's show. Get it on.
Makes you not want to have an Easter egg. Go ahead.
Omega Alpha Monday edition. Now, whenever you smell vinegar, you're going to smell dirty clothes. Covering the horse headlines, we're going to check in with some horse shopping adventures near and far with Horse Nation and Jamie. And we're going to learn all about keeping your horse's skin happy and healthy with Dr. Chang, something a little different. So stay tuned for the fray, folks.
Thank you, Jennifer. Well, my Daily Winnie, I really have two Daily Winnies in one here. The first one goes out to...
Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
I bet you her horses don't sound like that. To Sarah Holm out of Sweden. She is one of our Swedish listeners, and it's her birthday today, and she has pretty Arabians. I'm sure they don't sound like that. They sound pretty.
He sounds pretty. That's chilly. Watch your mouth.
I don't think pretty is the word I'd use. Also, congratulations to Biz Stam, an auditor of ours. She had a show this weekend. She took Calvin, her horse, out to an eventing derby, and she had not run cross-country in 10 years. And she said after leading after dressage and show jumping, we had a stop on cross-country at the water, which he had only schooled at once in his entire life. But we still managed to finish on a number and not a letter, which means they actually finished without getting eliminated. She's very proud of her horse. Despite the 90-degree weather, he felt like he could have done the whole thing over again after he crossed the finish flag.
Now, is that her Mustang? I never got an answer.
Don't... I don't know. I'm not thinking it's not, but maybe she could correct us on that. Let us know. I don't remember.
I messaged her. Well, I commented and I never heard back. So
she was busy out in the cross country course. Yes. So she was very, I love her last sentence. She says, and now I'm crying thinking about how much I love that horse. So very cool. Good job, Biz.
All right, my daily Winnie goes out to, she's so amazing. Her name is Beholder. First in the Vanity Stakes this weekend with Gary Stevens up. Now, Glenn, if you ask me who Beholder is, I'm going to slap you. But I'll go ahead and tell you because I know you can't remember who
I'm actually here trying to Google it quick so I don't get in trouble.
Beholder is the super mare. She won the Eclipse Award in 2012, 2013, 2015. Ringing a bell, super mare. So she was going to compete
in the...
She's not
one of Zenyatta's kids, right?
No.
Okay, good.
God love him. Anyway, so she won this weekend, and she already was the first horse since in like 35 years to win a grade one stakes race at 2, 3, 4, and 5. And now she's done it at 6. So amazing. She's incredible. And I just kind of thought we could take a listen to the race. Because we love her. She's amazing.
All right, they're getting lined up here. This is at Santa Anita, right? California.
Yes, it is.
Beholder begins well. Lost Bus with her head in the front of the champion. Lost Bus shading Beholder in the early going, followed by Finest City, Stella Windover along the inside, then Divina Commedia. Stevens was happy to concede the lead, and at the 7/8 pole, Lost Bus crosses. Beholder moves up within a half length. In third spot, Finest City, who's in the three path. Stella Wind on the inside is a length and a quarter behind Beholder at the 3/4 mile pole, and Divina Commedia is fifth and last. Into the back stretch, and the lead belongs to Lost Bus in a surprisingly slowly run race. Lost Bus just hacking along on the lead. A neck to Beholder, and a length and a quarter, Stella Wind on the inside of Finest City and Divina Commedia last of all. Field covered by 3.5 lengths in the Vanity Mile. It's Lost Bus by 3/4. Beholder second. Stella Wind under lock and key. Finest City alongside her and Divina Commedia edging forward outside them. As 2.5 lengths covers the quintet, Beholder moves past Lost Bus at the 3/8 pole. Takes the lead by a neck around the far turn. Finest City third. Stella Wind is in a very awkward position, being guided off the rail. But Beholder receiving all the favors in transit. And at the quarter pole, it's Beholder in front, a length and a half to Lost Bus. Finest City three wide. And Stella Wind is on the back of Beholder, splitting horses fourth to the 8th pole. They come. Beholder by 2.5 lengths. Stella Wind into second position, followed by Finest City. It's Beholder from Stella Wind. Beholder is going to be far superior in the Vanity Mile. Another domineering performance by the champion mare, defeating Stella Wind, who will lose no admirers with her return to action, and third home, Finest City.
Well, I'll tell you what, the other thing about that is the announcer sounds like he's out of the 1930s. Is that the new guy at Santa Anita?
That's the new guy. I like him.
Yeah, he like has that old rusty sort of, maybe they gave him a 1930s mic, and that's why, but he even talks like his cadence and everything is like that. Cool.
Sorry, I've got the kid crying on my lap. So anyway, yeah, she's amazing. And she did miss the classic in 2014, but she's the one that got the really bad fever.
Oh, yeah.
And she's had a fever twice. So just to remind you who she is awesome.
Well, and she did well there. Won some more money.
So they're thinking classic this year. So hopefully she'll stay healthy.
Well, there is a little race coming up this weekend.
I thought you were going to ask me about Zenyatta's baby.
Oh, yeah. How'd Zenyatta's baby do, Jamie? Which one was this? Now I do get them all mixed up.
His name is Zyconic. There's only two.
Zyconic. That's right. And Zyconic has done so well. He's won every race. He's on his way to being a dressage horse, right?
It was not.
Not
it was
pretty.
Not awesome.
No.
He ran this weekend. He ran yesterday, and he finished fourth. So that's not bad. He still gets some money for it. He's not like the first baby where it was kind of the back of the pack every time. Like, he's always kind of up there. This time he was up there, but he finished fourth.
How many more excuses can you make for this?
I'm sorry.
This mayor's lousy kids. How many more can you make?
Watch your mouth.
This horse is going to be in a venting very shortly.
Psychonic finished fourth
again
by 13 links.
Okay. How many horses were in the race, Jamie?
Yeah, how many horses? Two?
It doesn't matter. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I love how you try and defend these kids, too.
I mean,
they've got to be good.
You know what?
They're Zenyatta's kids. They have to be good. Damn it. They have to be good. Why aren't they good?
She's had such a hard time with having, you know, babies and surviving. Oh, she's just so tough. I just feel terrible.
Do you think the price of the babies goes down now because these two are not doing well?
No, because Secretariat was a mare sire. You know, I mean, his second generation is the one that did really, really well in the and on the racetrack. So, no, they're fine. Okay. They're going to be fine. Okay. If I had a thoroughbred mare, I'd breed as Iconic. No problem. That's why.
Because you could afford to. It'd be $12.
You watch your mouth. That was funny.
Hey, Exaggerator is going to be the horse to beat, as you mentioned last week in the Belmont. Nothing has changed there. The Belmont's this weekend. Of course, it's a little bit longer race, and they really don't expect much competition for Exaggerator. That other horse, the Japanese one, is in the race.
Lonnie,
and they said Lonnie might be the one that actually can be up there, but pretty much they're just all the betting folks are giving it to Exaggerator.
So yeah, he's the favorite, huh?
Yeah, no, yeah, they're just giving it to him.
I don't know. I don't know if he can do the distance. I don't know. Hey, speaking of Exaggerator, did you hear that? Remember, Keith DeSormo is the trainer and Kent DeSormo is the jockey for Exaggerator. Well,
sad story here.
He's got like a drinking problem, and they were pretty public about it during the Derby when they were talking about it. And he's like, you know,
he's
a breath
of rehab about 25 times, hasn't he?
I don't know, but he's back in rehab.
Yeah, I read that.
It says that he's finally coming to terms with his alcoholism. He's been battling it for years, and he said that this foe he's confronted will be tougher than any of his opponents in the Belmont. He's still going to ride.
Do you think they test him before the ride?
They test him before the ride all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been such a long and chronic problem that I think they test him in the morning before he hops on horses, like just on a regular day.
Huh. Yeah, and that's why he and his brother have had trouble. His brother always had a problem with his drinking.
Yeah.
And it's always been an issue. And, let's hope he gets some help.
Yeah. Well, he's getting it, and he's in Utah right now, and he will be back in attack by the Belmont.
Well,
You'll see NBC talk about it for 6 hours before the race.
I was going to talk about an amazing story out of England, but now you brought up drunkenness. I'm going to do my loser of the day, or it might even be of the week already on Monday.
Oh, man.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
All right. Well, everybody knows that the Devon Horse Show was going on last weekend or last week, right? We had a report from there. It was all going on. There was all kinds of news out of Devon. Well, the little bit of news that Devon wasn't hoping they would get was that Wayne William Grafton, who is 67, who is the chairman of the Devon Horse Show, was arrested at the Devon Horse Show for a physically offensive scene. He apparently was quite intoxicated, caused the scene at the Devon Horse Show so much so that the police arrested the chairman of the Devon Horse Show.
Oh.
He's been involved in the Devon Horse Show from... What did he have to do to get his butt arrested? He has been involved at the show for 3 decades. His wife, Marjorie, is a competition carriage driver there, has been doing that for several years. He took over as chairman in 2014. The Daily Local reported that the citation issued by police said Grafton had glassy, bloodshot eyes and odor of alcoholic beverages. Well, that would describe about half the people at half the horse shows in America. But apparently...
Yeah, but there's a point you get past when you're glassy-eyed and...
I don't know what he did, but he caused a scene and got his butt arrested. So
that is
according to Grafton on this story, he's denying he ever got a citation. So maybe he doesn't remember.
Well, his court date is coming up. So I think that that's an indication that he got a citation. Yeah, he doesn't remember, probably. Do you think he's going to be chairman next year of the Devon Horse Show after this little episode?
Good luck with that. Hey, talk amongst yourselves. Lucas would like to go watch Paw Patrol.
Okay. All right. Well, one report out of England. This is, of course, we talked about over the weekend was going to be the Epsom Derby, as they say. We talked about that with Victoria last week. Well, there was a horse that entered into the Epsom Derby, Harzand. And Harzand actually lost a shoe that afternoon and had some bleeding of the foot. Apparently had torn a shoe off or something. And they weren't sure if he was even going to race. Well, he went out there. And he raced and he won the thing. Even after all of that, they put a new shoe on. Wow. Apparently his foot was okay. And they took him out and he won the race. So it's only three-year-olds that compete in that. It's kind of like their Kentucky Derby. But that was the story of the day, is he tore a shoe, had some bleeding. You got to really get deep, don't you, to have bleeding tearing a shoe?
Well, you got to remember who's reporting this. It could be, you know, CNN. It might be because when he pulled his shoe off, he clipped his heel.
Yeah.
You know how they'll do that sometimes.
Yeah, just had a scratch, you know, or something.
Generally speaking, racers who don't wear bell boots. So he might have clipped his heel and gave him a little bloody spot there, which they do commonly enough. And of course, CNN would go, oh my God, his foot's bleeding.
Yeah. So, right.
Take it in context.
Well, they weren't sure that he would even be in the race in the afternoon. He went in and there he goes. This is an interesting race, too, because they only allow three-year-olds to compete, and they must weigh exactly 9 stone. I don't know how many pounds 9 stone is.
I think that's the jockey, Glenn.
Yes.
Jockey has to weigh 9 stone.
No. And it says female horses or fillies are given an allowance of carrying 3 pounds less. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so that's the jockey.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they do a little bit less for the fillies and mares on that one. And the one thing that I thought was also interesting is they had a minute's applause to commemorate the death of boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who passed away on Saturday. So, you know, there is an athlete that was known around the world. I mean, just you could say his name in any country. And actually, I met Muhammad Ali once.
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, we were Christmas
shopping. Did you say something stupid? Jamie, when she meets a little kid,
so I probably didn't do a Jamie, but
I'm back, by the way. I can hear you.
I remember there's a department store in Reading, Pennsylvania by the name of Boscov's. I don't know if their Boscov stores are still there or not, but we used to go Christmas shopping there. My parents took us Christmas shopping. I was probably in junior high school at the time. And we go there, and we're in the back of the store, and there's this chair set up. And we were in the back of the store shopping and stuff, and then all of a sudden, all these great big, huge security guys come, and there's Muhammad Ali. And we just happened to be right there, so we were the first ones. I think my brother has got the autograph from him, but we got to meet him and got an autograph from him, and that was still in his boxing days.
And so, he apparently just loved kids and was great with kids.
And he looked tiny compared to his bodyguards. By the way, I remember that as a kid going, wow, he looks small compared to those guys. But wow, what a boxer. Truly the greatest boxer of all time. He was terrific. And we, you know, I don't like boxing all that much. I don't watch it that much, but we used to watch it. My dad didn't either. But we used to watch Muhammad Ali because it was like watching a dance. I mean, he was just so good.
He floated like a butterfly and stung like a bee.
Oh, well, look at this. Danielle chimed in and said, I don't know about Reading, but there's still a Boscov's in Sealands Grove. Well, thank you, Danielle. Looks like Boscov's still exists. We went there every year to go Christmas shopping. Well, did you ever meet Muhammad Ali?
I talked to him on the phone one time, phone interview.
Really?
We used to do this thing on Star 94 called Famous Friday. And whoever could get the most famous person to call in would win a trip to Disney World for a family of four. I can't even tell you the amount of celebrities that would call in. And it's like, you know, you never want to be like, I'm sorry, who are you? But usually they all kind of crammed in on a Friday. All the phone calls would start coming in on a Friday, and last phone call we took on the Friday, we did it for a whole week. Famous Friends, it was called. The last call we took on Friday morning was Muhammad Ali.
Oh, wow.
And it was his daughter, you know, like facilitating the phone call, and then they put him on, and, you know, I was speechless, of course.
Yeah, what are you going to say to him, right?
Well, he had Parkinson's, you know, already, yeah. So it's not like
was
it was
hard
like,
to understand? He really was in the later years.
No, this was earlier sad on. To say a long time ago, but he still had that, you know, he still had it, but it was just a kind of really an amazing honor. And of course, they won, by the way, the people that got him to call in.
I guess.
He won the most famous, and we had all sorts of really famous celebrities call in, and they were all on hold because at the last moment, like, it's so exciting, everybody's calling, and they all were like, yeah, we get it.
Yeah, Muhammad Ali wins. We're done.
All right, bye-bye.
Walk away.
Nice talking to you.
Was it in Atlanta that he lit the torch?
Yes.
So, yeah, okay. I thought it was Atlanta that he lit the torch. I didn't realize he was 72. I just didn't think of him as that old. But, yeah, considering he has Parkinson's.
Dad, I'm sorry he didn't mean that. 72 is not old. Dad just turned 72.
Hey, I'm getting there. I'm going to be there in no time. You know, it's depressing today. We're totally off topic here, but it was kind of depressing today. There was when we had the acting company, we're doing the shows. When our neighbor kid was in high school, her name is Carrie. I've talked about her here before. She's the one that now has 10 kids. And she wrote us this morning just saying she was missing us. She was 16 and 17, 18 at the time we were doing the shows. She's now almost 45. And I went, God, that makes me about 90. I just felt 90 all of a sudden. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my gosh, that does make you feel old.
I got more news. You want to do more news? Here, I got one more story, and this is out of the... I have a socialite story. A scandalous socialite story. You want to hear that?
Scandalous, yes. Socialite. I love it.
Yes. Athena Onassis, granddaughter of Aristotle Onassis, who, of course, worth billions of dollars. To give you an idea, Athena is 31. She inherited $2.7 billion on her 18th birthday.
Who is this?
Granddaughter of Aristotle Onassis, who I think was oil and shopping and all kinds of stuff. And so she dies. Her mother dies before her 18th birthday, Christina Onassis. And so the granddaughter, who is Athena, inherited $2.7 billion on her 18th birthday. Oh, that's right. He was in shipping. Aristotle was in ships and all that stuff. Trains and stuff. So, and so she inherits this $2.7 billion. Well, she's also a horse person. She's a jumper rider, like they all are. The rich kids are all jumper riders, it seems like. And they bought a place in Wellington. And then she married Dota, who has a very long name. They call him Dota. And she married him. And, she was away, and Dota was home. And apparently the security caught Dota in bed with somebody else. So we have her husband in bed with another jumper rider's wife. And apparently Dota begged the security guards not to tell. Can you imagine being put in that position? You're the security people for Athena, and apparently they begged them not to tell. Well, you think about that for about 10 seconds, and then you remember who signs your paycheck, and you go right away and tell, don't you? I mean, that's what you do.
My loyalty is not for you. You're just a horse husband.
Well, needless to say, his ass was kicked out of the house immediately. He is out and probably, you know, get a hotel. Don't do it at the house. Whatever. Don't do it at all. Do you think he's ever going to have a sponsor like that again? This guy?
I'm sorry. Show jumper? Okay. So
by the way, he's a member of the Brazil's Olympic show jumping team in 1996 and 2000.
She's probably very beautiful too. Yeah. Okay. She's very beautiful.
She's very beautiful.
And she has $4.7 billion.
Yeah, she's going to get another inheritance here shortly.
Billion.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Like, how much better are you going to do? Like, she's beautiful. She's rich. She's athletic. She's hoping to be an Olympian. Like, I mean, we're talking like she's a real deal.
Yep.
Okay. So I have a friend who has a lot of money and is a horse chick and a lot of money and married a horse trainer. And he slept with one of their working students. And like she kicked him out of the house. And we kept going, wait a second. Like Chad was like, how much better is he going to do? This is billions of dollars.
You just screwed that up, buddy.
I don't even know how to pronounce.
I can't pronounce his name, actually. That's why they call him Dota. I think everybody calls him Dota because nobody can say his name. Well, there you go. There's my scandalous news out of Wellington.
Oh, just hate people. Sorry, that's the bassinet. Hey.
Well, we're going to take, well, actually, we don't have to take a break for our sponsor because Dr. Chang's going to be on here with us shortly. But I did want to...
Oh, I got to tell you about horse shopping if you want whenever.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about that after Dr. Chang.
Okay.
I don't know if we have time to do it now. Jennifer's going to...
No, that's
He's going to be coming on soon. But William Fox Pitt is back to winning. He's back in the saddle. You know, it's been quite a while now since he had his bad accident. If you remember right, he was in a coma.
Less than a year.
Yeah. I mean, he's in a coma and all. He was in intensive care for 2 weeks in France after the accident.
Tell everybody what he did.
Well, he actually went out in the Tattersalls horse trials for the second year in the young horse class, and he won it the second year in a row. So he won it on a young horse, and it was a CCI one star and a 5-year-old, I think, was the age of the horse. But he did clear cross country and just one show jumping fault. But his dressage score was a 35.
So he got a 10.
Yeah,
that was the whole thing. He got a perfect 10 in there, and that's really hard.
That's
to do.
That's pretty hard to do on a youngster, especially.
Yeah, 7-year-old, not a 5-year-old. So
I was a 7. Okay.
I was like, how on earth did they run a 5-year-old and a 1-star? 1-star is the preliminary level, but on speed.
Well, second year in a row, he's back. He's back to winning. So we'll see more of him shortly, I think. And also,
I'm going to return to competition, but I'm going to take it easy and just run prelim. Oh my gosh. Okay, that's. Prelim is 3.5 feet. That's 3.6. Like, it's big and complicated and technical. Crazy.
You remember he bowed out of badminton because he just wasn't ready yet? He admitted he wasn't ready yet, but that was, almost a month ago now? So, I guess he's feeling better.
I think that was Andrew Nicholson who bowed out.
No, I think he did too. Okay. Both of them had. I think both of them had. I'm not sure if he bowed out because of himself or his horse. I don't remember. But it's good to see him back. Now everybody else is going, oh, man, between him and the German guy, we're screwed. <It's> like, back to that again. Well, let's one thing I wanted to mention, too, here real quick while we're getting. Oh, Dr. Chang is ready. So why don't we do that?
Fantastic. Well, we'd like to welcome to the show the brains and the good looks behind Omega Alpha Equine. That is Dr. Gordon Chang.
I love that introduction.
Best one yet, huh? How are you?
Very good, thank you. And I will say this, whatever you're selling, give me 12, not the one, just send 12.
Send
you
a dozen.
That's right.
Fantastic. Well, actually, you're going to be on here to talk a little bit about skin and coat. We do have no webinars scheduled for June, July, and August, so you're off the hook for webinars for a while. But we wanted to talk a little bit about having the happiest skin and coat. You know, I live in a desert climate where it's really dry and the horse's skin gets really dry and it's a mess. And so tell us a little bit about this topic.
Okay. Well, we have a product which we call HerbaCoat. And basically what it is, it's essential oils, botanicals. And what it will do, it will moisturize the skin. It will soothe the skin from minor irritations and so on, right? Leaves the coat feeling nice and soft and so on with a nice aroma. What we suggest people do is to use it right after a bath. So hence we call it an after bath conditioner. Right? Coat conditioner. It works really well for those type of things.
So Do you? So it's called Herbicoat, right? Okay.
Equine Herbicoat. Yes.
Equine Herbicoat. So you give your horse a bath. They're still wet. You spray it on, or do you wait till they dry?
You can either wait till it's dry, or you could spray it on when it's wet. It really doesn't matter, because the essential oils basically get into the hair and in, under the skin, etc., and soothes and moisturize. So sometimes people get better effect when the horse is a little bit wet, just because the water carries it in deeper, in closer to the skin, because, you know, depending on the length of the hair, it has to work its way through the coat, right? And one of the things that it does do is it makes the coat feel nice and soft. That's the idea with it.
Now, it's not going to be like show sheen and super slick or anything, is it?
No. It doesn't. We produce it basically because it moisturizes the skin and makes the coat shiny, but using natural oils. That's basically what we did with it.
Well, there was a review. Mm-hmm. Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was just going to read an excerpt from the review on Eventing Nation. They posted a review, and this kind of brings up what I think. Like when my horse gets a bath, I mean, he rolls in 5 seconds. So the person said that, too bad within 5 minutes of turning my boys out after their baths, they all rolled. Or was it too bad? I went to bring the gang in later in the day, and I observed that their coats were still nice and soft, and they still had the subtle scent of the Herbicoat hanging around on them. Okay, so I leaned in and sniffed them, and the scent was pleasant, but not overbearing. I did detect a bit of shine as well. What does it smell like? It has a fresh lotion aroma that contains neem oil and citronella oil, and it lessens summer annoyances. So, hey, I'm talking right now. Sorry, 3-year-old. which is why I got a sense of there being a hint of fly spray smell. Is there some citronella oil in this product? And does it work for flies too?
Well, I can't say anything to that, because that's not why we market that product.
Because you're not legally allowed to, but it probably does.
Yeah, I can't even go there, because one of the things that this product does do is the citronella there is really to give that nice herbal scent to the coat. We find that people like that smell. To be fair, I don't think the horses care one way or the other, and it's really the owners, right? And if the owners like the smell, right, that's another reason for them to pick it up, right? And that's one of the major reasons that people like it, because of the smell.
I think that we've used it, haven't we, Jennifer? I think in the past we've used it, right? Jennifer, you're on mute, I think.
Jennifer says she has used it and it is fabulous. She typed that to me. So
okay.
It is a natural after bath coat conditioner containing essential oils and botanicals. There's no chemicals in this, you guys. Omega Alpha does not use chemicals. So I really love it. Now, you guys, I don't know if they've told you this, Dr. Chang, but we're about to raid your supply closet. Did they tell you about this?
Yes, it did. And we are going to give 1 liter per person to the next 50 callers. The first 50 callers who call in before the end of the day.
We're not calling today. We're sending emails, it looks like.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's fine.
You're going to give away 50 of them?
That's what I've been told. Oh, and that's good
minute.
To me.
Wait a minute. I'm sending my email now. Hold on. Yeah, before you tell, I'm doing it before you tell everybody what the thing is. So just give me 2 seconds here. You guys talk. I got to get this in.
Glenn.
Yeah?
You put the keypad down.
I can't play.
No. You can play, but just not yet. We have to be fair. So Dr. Chang and Omega Alpha have decided to give away, I think it says here, 1 quart with the spray nozzle included for U.S. listeners only. Sorry, guys in Australia and other countries. But 50 of them, yeah, in Canada. I mean, we know you guys can't have it. By the end of the day today, you have to send in an email to Claire Smith, C. Smith@omegaalpha.ca with your name, the subject line HRN Herbicoat offer, Herbicoat as Canadians pronounce it, your full name, your mailing address, and phone number in the email, and then you get a free quart. By the way, those are for sale at Big D's for $19.95. I looked it up. Plus shipping. So they're screwing you, Dr. Chang. They're giving away all your stuff.
We like to call that sampling.
That's a big sample. That's not a little like shampoo sample that comes in the mail. This is a real deal. So very, very cool. So you guys email csmith@omegaalpha.ca.
That's wonderful.
Well, thank you, Dr. Chang. We appreciate it. As always, stopping by, it's omegaalphaequine.com is where you can find all of the products and information. I am seeing more and more of them all the time at the tax shops around here.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah. Thank you for having me on.
Well, we appreciate it. Thanks, Dr. Chang.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye, Dr. Chang.
All right, why don't we do this? Why don't we take, while you're dealing with the child, why don't we
the
take...
The child who took a Sharpie and ran off.
That's never good. We'll do a song, and we'll come back. We have more news for you. And also, Leslie from Horse Nation has a... let's just say she has an announcement, and I think she's going to be bubbling over today. So let's do a little... I don't know, what do we want to play today? How about... trying to decide. I don't even know who sings this. Tiffany de Rose, What You Do to Me.
Every time I try to tell you, you couldn't fail.
And that was Tiffany DeRosay. You can find all of her music at TiffanyDeRosay.com and also on iTunes. So we are back, and you're going to tell us, because you went to do some horse shopping, and that's always an adventurous time, for one of your for somebody that hired you, right, to go out and shop around.
I got hired by a family to find a horse for their daughter. They boarded a Western barn around here, and the Western barn owner recommended me to try to help them find a horse. So we've looked at a ton of horses, and I'm getting better at not going out to the total nightmares. Yeah, I'm starting to feel people out on the phone. You know what I mean? Before mm-hmm. I get there, like, I don't think this is going to work. So I've thinned out my search a little bit more. I'm getting smarter. And this one was, they're actually looking for something with a little bit of training, something safe. And so I didn't go buy the crazies that for myself I would have got. So we were supposed to go on Sunday to drive to Queen Creek, Arizona to look at a horse. And that is at least an hour away. Everything's an hour away from the West Valley where I live. So it's really hot. You know, it's brutally hot this weekend, and I really don't want to do this, but I've talked to this girl many times, and she's really been trying to sell the horse because she bought another horse at the same time, and now she's paying like $1 million a month board, and she's trying to cut that bill in half. And so I tell her, I'm like, I don't know if we're going to be able to make it all the way out there. And she's like, oh, I understand. You know, I mean, honestly, like, you want me to bring him somewhere and we can meet somewhere? Because he's actually not that great in my arena because it's really spooky arena. I could probably bring him somewhere. And I was like, can you bring him to my house? So this girl loads the horse up onto a trailer and drives an hour plus one way to come to a house of a person that she's never met, doesn't know, and bring the horse to me for me to try.
How'd you con her into doing that?
Have you ever heard of that ever? I was quite proud
of
myself.
Maybe if it's William Fox Pitt or...
Oh, you know what? Person, total stranger, I don't know, going to a part of town I've never been to, and that's plus over an hour away, and you want to just try my horse? Okay. I just wanted to tell you that I accomplished that, and so you guys could all be pretty excited.
So we can be proud of you.
Yes!
Your salesman skills.
That was awesome. I was like, it's too freaking hot.
Either that or big red lights go off in my mind going, oh, they really want to sell this horse.
She wants to sell it. But what she didn't realize until she got here is that we're Facebook friends, she and I. So I've been following the progress of this horse for a long time. I've seen him, and he is an eventer. He's just not a very good one. So I've been following
those out there.
Well, he's not going to go be an eventer. He's going to go be a hunter. And that seems to be an easier conversion for a lot of horses. So anyway, she brings him out here and he's green, but he's lovely. He's lovely. And so currently we're back to, you know, Edward left to go up north for the summer with his owner. So I got down to 6 horses. Well, we're back to 7 because he's on trial at my house. So I'm like, hey, can you just leave him? She's like, yep. So we currently have a 16th two-hand eating machine out in the backyard and a very excited little girl.
Did she do okay riding him?
The owner rode him, and then I rode him, and then she rode him, and she said it was the most fun horse she's ridden. And as you know, she's been riding $15,000 horses, so... It's pretty happy.
Did you warn Chad so he doesn't think you bought a new horse while he was gone?
I did. And okay, he was he's actually pretty excited because he goes, listen, this is awesome. He goes, you get all the thrills of horse shopping and having a new horse in the backyard that is not yours.
That's right. That I don't have to pay for.
He's like that. I don't have to buy. Here's the downfall.
Oh.
Here's the negative.
He's got 3 legs.
No, he's great. He's really cool. Nothing about the horse is I think they want to leave him in training with me. And you know how bloody hot it is outside? I'm like, I can't turn down a job like that. But dear God, it's too high. Why would you buy a horse at the beginning of the summer?
Well, you're already getting up at 4 o'clock to do the show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You just continue getting up at 4 o'clock on Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I know. That's what I'm going to have to do, and that sucks. I want to get up at 4 and ride my own horses.
Yeah, but this one you get paid for.
I know, and so I do need the money, so I'm going to we'll go with it. Whatever.
That'll be fun. 60, and you can get back to your old hunter days.
Yeah, that's true. We'll just chuck my hands forward and let him just go.
It's easy. You don't have to jump cross country, sort of. Yeah, you'll be fine.
You're right. This is going to be easy.
Yeah. Set up some little 1.5-foot fences. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you for giving me a
go really slow, and you'll be all good.
Anyway, just wanted to let you know that it is possible.
If it was Western pleasure, you could really just sit there.
Yeah, who wants to do that, though? I'm just kidding. To all of our Western riders, I'm just kidding. I'm sure it's fun to go really slow in circles. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, so that's it. That's the only exciting story you've got for us?
Say what? I'm sorry. Say that again.
That was really boring as your shopping stories go. I'm just saying.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to have a horse in training for a couple months. I'm sure I'll get exciting. I'm sorry.
Expecting better of you.
I know. But this whole horse shopping, when you actually have money to, then you don't have to buy an $800 horse that you found on Craigslist. It's a lot less dramatic.
It is. Yeah, it usually is.
And you know, and you're looking for a teenager for their first horse. You don't look at the crazies either. Right. So I'm sorry to disappoint you, Glenn, but I thought you would
waiting
be pretty
for something better.
I know. I thought you'd be pretty proud.
Well, we don't have anything exciting either from the weekend. We took Nigel out on his first big walkabout around the neighborhood with Scooter.
And he was a rock star.
He did great.
That's great.
I mean, we don't have much to report there. He didn't freak out. Now, she was going to bring him to a horse show over the weekend and then decided not to because his loading wasn't too good. So
that would have been a trail ride, not a horse show.
Yeah,
but you were close.
Yeah, trail ride, sort of. An organized trail ride.
And a very large organized trail ride. And, but he got into the horse trailer on Sunday and he went around the block and he screamed and just about broke the windows in that horse trailer.
That is the loudest horse I've ever heard.
Is he better than Chili?
Oh, it's not quite as annoying as Chili's, but the decibel level is unbelievable. If you're standing beside him, it really does hurt your ears. It is that loud. Wow. I've never heard a horse that loud before. I'm going to try and record it, but you will not get an appreciation of how loud it is.
It's just in one of those horses that you're standing next to and you want to clamp their nostrils when they whinny.
Oh,
yes. Now, he does the full-blown mouth-open version, too.
Yeah.
Oh, he is loud.
I've never heard a horse that loud. And he has an official whinny. It's not a squeaky thing either, but whew, yeah. It's loud.
He puts his all into it.
Hey, I have something fun here before we get to Leslie. We were talking about the rich, and it reminded me of an article I saw yesterday in Business Insider. Do you know the show? Do you remember the old show? What was the Lives of the Rich and Famous with, what was his name?
Robin Leach.
Robin Leach. Yes. Remember that from years ago? But there's a new one
now. Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
This is called Secret Lives of the Super Rich. It's on CNBC. And apparently, I was on last year. I didn't see it. But it's coming back again this year. And they had an article of things that you're going to see this year on the Secret Lives of the Super Rich. By the way, some of this involves horses, of course. But they gave us a little preview of some of the things that you're going to see, like the mega closet in one of the super rich's homes. And they don't say whose homes these were, but it has a bar. It actually has an alcohol bar in the closet with a spiral staircase leading to the multiple stories. The closet is a total of 3,000 square feet.
I'm sorry. I thought you said the closet was bigger than my home.
Yes, I did. And it's three stories. And it's modeled after the department store Neiman Marcus.
It has a bar in it.
In the closet. Because, you know, it takes a long time to get dressed when you're rich.
Good God. Put that in perspective.
How many pairs of breeches could you put in that one? A lot.
I don't know, but I bet I wouldn't fold them there either.
Yeah. This picture of this place is just unbelievable. Everything's neatly hung and it's all in plastic. And it's like,
well, if you have a 3,000 square foot closet, you have employees doing
it. Yeah, somebody dusts all that. They also, the second thing on the list, which I thought was interesting, and we've covered this a lot recently, is they also buy mega mansions for their horses in Wellington, Florida, worth tens of millions of dollars. How about they order margaritas in the London New York City Hotel? It's a New York City hotel called the London. That was written wrong. They order $1,200 margaritas. It's called the Billionaire Margarita. And it contains a limited edition Patron tequila and a Louis VIII cognac. It's being served as long as the Louis VIII cognac lasts. $1,200.
Are there diamonds in the bottom of the glass, or are you drinking from a golden straw that you get to keep?
Not this one. How about this? It's a, it's a cognac, a little glass of cognac for $760. It is the Frappon Cuvée 1888 cognac, and it's poured out of an elaborate crystal bottle with the top made of gold, and it's $760 a glass. If you want the whole bottle, that'll be $7,000.
I'll take two.
This is a good one in California, Beverly Hills Mansion on a 25-acre estate, and apparently they have a drinking problem because they have a 13,000-bottle wine cellar. You heard right. 13,000-bottle wine cellar.
Y'all better get to drinking. That stuff's going to go bad. In my experience, wine goes bad, the kind I buy. So y'all need to get on that.
You'd have to do a lot of drinking. How about this?
No. This cannot be real. This is not real.
This is real. I looked it up. It's a 23-foot-tall, 35,000-pound teddy bear. It's a gigantic teddy bear that once lived in a New York City Park Avenue apartment. And was being auctioned off for just over $6.8 million. And where did it go? To a Qatar royal family. It now greets travelers passing through the royal family's international airport in Doha.
Doha Hamad International Airport. I'm sorry, but that's not a cute bunny.
No, it's really ugly, actually. I don't know. That's a bunny added to like terror or something. I don't know. It's not cute.
No.
So now other things that you'll find in the TV show, what was it called again? TV show Secret Lives of the Super Rich, by the way, I said it to DVR, is a garage that includes a parking spot for the airplane. And that's right. You park the airplane in and the cars are under the wings. The Maseratis and Lamborghinis.
I doubt that they would cram cars under the wings like that if they have a 3,000 square foot closet. but that picture is really impressive. And that is the cleanest parking garage floor I've ever seen.
Yeah. There's no oil spilled on this one. And in a different mansion, we have the...
Are those Lamborghinis in this picture too?
I can't tell which sports those cars are they are. They go really fast. Yeah. They look like they go fast. They are sexy. And now in a different mansion, we have the home theaters. You know, having multi-million-dollar theaters is a big thing for the rich now. This particular home theater, it has 55 speakers, 5,000 watts of sound. I don't care how far your neighbor lives away, they're going to hear this. And a $5 million price tag. Now... It also includes, we're not done with this home theater. It also
I'm furrowing my brow reading this, like how much you can just waste money.
I know. Well, how about if you add to the $5 million home theater, a $2.5 million lobby snack bar and ice cream parlor?
Why wouldn't you?
I thought you'd like that one.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know this what else is getting? Are you looking at the video game room?
A room designed just for playing the video game Call of Duty. The whole room is decked out like Call of Duty decor.
Do you think you have a separate room for each video game that you play?
Well, you have to, Glenn.
I'm sorry.
Duh.
should have known.
Well, how about you guys donate money to like charities or feed the poor? You know what? I mean, come on. This is crazy.
How about four gold straws? You can get yourself, because you wouldn't want to drink your drinks out of a regular straw. Four gold straws will only set you back $850. And you can also get to go with it the $600 toothpicks and and $15,000 shoelaces.
I need to invent something that the super rich would buy. You only have to sell one.
And then one other mansion here, and this one is something out of a child's dreams. They built a $200,000 candy bar into their mansion. Do you know the candy bars that you see that have the long tubes and the candy dispenses at the bottom?
Where like the, in the stores.
Yes,
like
the whole wall, the entire wall is like 100 of those tubes with the candy.
I want some candy now.
Oh, no, I know. I'm looking at the candy bar and I'm really getting that would be cool. Imagine as a teenager how hyped up with candy you'd be. How does your mom tell you not to eat candy before dinner when you've got a candy bar? Because, you know, usually there's like four bars of candy in the cupboard and your mom knows if you stole one. They're not going to know if you took like 12 handfuls of M&Ms.
I'm sure that these parents are not that involved in their children's lives.
It's the nanny. The nanny.
Stop eating candy.
And we'll end with the Hummers used as golf carts. On this estate, golf carts don't cut it, so they have Hummers as golf carts. They have several Hummers lined up, and that's Chad what you use as your golf cart.
Chad would like to volunteer to play golf.
Yes. So there you go.
That's crazy.
I know, some
come
of the crap
on.
You can
There's
buy
like,
when you're rich.
500,000 children that don't have homes. Build an orphanage. Do something nice. That's in the U.S. Like, I mean, come on.
Yeah, but I DVR'd the show because I do play the lottery, you know, and I need to know what to buy when I win. Okay, so.
You know what? If you win the lottery, I want a gold straw.
Okay, I will send you a gold straw for yeah. $600.
Don't you dare. I'll punch you.
You don't want the mansion in Florida? You sure you wouldn't just want the horse farm in Florida?
I'm pretty sure you're not going to give me that. So you win the lottery.
Gold straw for you.
Just raise.
You know what? You might just have to settle for the toothpick after that. The gold toothpick.
Oh, come on.
You just might have to settle. All right. We're going to get Leslie on here shortly, but I don't have her yet.
I'll pawn that toothpick.
You're going to sell it for gold. You bring it to the pawn shop.
Leslie Wiley has super exciting news. I hope she comes on the show.
She's supposed to. Let's give her another try. She's all the time having... wait a minute. I just heard from her.
I'm having internet issues.
Suspense is killing me.
I know.
And she says she'll call in. Well, we can't do that either. She's not answering. You two talk amongst yourselves. I'll deal with this.
Jennifer...
So I want to tell you more about Nigel's ride.
Yes, please do.
Nigel, the new horse. This is only his third time that I've hacked him around the neighborhood because, as I talked about last time we were on the air together talking about Nigel, he does have a donkey phobia, and we have a lot of donkeys. So he took his training wheels along. The scooter gets to be the training wheels. And we went around what we call the big block, which is about an hour and a half ride. And he was uber brave. And by the time we got around an hour and a half, which is a lot for him because he was exhausted, I was actually able to let him walk out on the buckle, which is new and exciting for him on a hack. That's not usually allowed because on the buckle means, he's one of those horses who finds security in rein contact. Mm-hmm. And the most exciting part, which was lost on Glenn, whose phone is ringing right now.
I'm calling Leslie.
Is there's a big long hill. Florida Hill, but a hill just the same. It's about a quarter of a mile long. And he got to the top and he was sufficiently tired and he had a Mondo amazing yay trot. I was so excited.
Very good. I'm glad he's working out so great. Do we have Leslie here?
Hi.
Jennifer, we'll talk more about that later. I'm excited. Hi, Leslie Wiley.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. I thought that you sent me an email saying that, oh my gosh, I got a new microphone. Skype is going to be amazing. It's going to be the perfect connection. How's that working out?
I wanted to answer the Skype call and then it popped up like, you don't have the the plug-in required and technology, man.
Gotcha.
Skype is always changing things and they don't tell you.
Week, probably.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's what happens.
Well, I'm dying. Go ahead, Glenn. You take this one.
I was just going to say, Leslie is here with the Wacky World of Horses from horsenation.com, like you don't know. But we do have new listeners, so I thought I would throw that in.
And, oh, my God. Tell me everything. Tell me everything. Tell me everything.
And last week on the show, hold on. Last week, let me set you up before you just spill your guts. Last week on the show, Leslie announced that she was going pony shopping. And I mean literally pony shopping. She wanted to buy a fancy pony to go eventing on because she wants to be out there with William Fox Pitt. So, and then she has news for us. What happened?
And then I bought a pony.
Yay! You bought a pony. You didn't buy just any pony.
No. It's guess what its name is.
What's its name?
Princess.
Of course it is.
Yes, she is perfect. She's 14-1.
Wait.
14-1 hand little mare powerhouse. A Welsh. I think she was bred to be a pony jumper, but ended up in the event world. And she's amazing. It's like riding a jet ski.
So let's start with what I didn't know you were in the market for a horse. And all of a sudden you're like, I'm looking mm-hmm. for a pony. And obviously you had a pony in mind when you told us this last week. So what did you see this particular one? You're like, I have to have it. Or were you like actually pony shopping and why a pony? Tell me everything.
Well, as you know, I've always wanted a pony. I never got a pony when I was a kid, and I've really had a chip on my shoulder about that my entire life. Clearly.
Yeah, I remember the Santa Claus episode story that you were like, yeah. Santa sucks.
Santa sucks. I hate Santa.
Yes. And now that I'm a 12-year-old horse crazy little girl trapped in a 34-year-old body with an actual adult salary, I thought, I'm going to buy myself a pony. I'm going to take what's mine. I'm going to get what I want. And so, yeah, this has been something that I've always said, you know, when I'm feel like I'm done with, you know, upper level ambitions, then I just want like the cool sport pony that I can just cruise around on. And it just fits me. And
we'll remind everybody that Leslie's all of about 5'2¼".
Leslie and I see eye to eye.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, I thought. And then I saw an ad for this pony on Horse Nation's one of their many sister sites, Sport Horse Nation. And she just, you know, she caught my eye. There's pictures of she really is she's a vented prelim. she went to a 1-star. There's all these pictures of her just jumping great big jumps, and I thought that's what I want. And you know, I love fast little mares too. So I called and went up and looked at her. She's in Lexington. She's owned by a lovely young woman, Lexi Funk, who is just graduated fairly recently from Georgetown University up there and Georgetown College University. She's, you know, in that place in her life where she's got a real adult job and you know, doesn't quite have the time or the money to keep going with her pony. But she'd had Princess for a good 6 years and brought her all the way up the levels herself.
I gotta ask you, did she know who you were when you went up to look?
Yeah, I mean, that was that was part of the deal.
Did you say, like, do you know who I
am? Do you know who I am? Did you use that to get a discount?
But part of the part of our negotiations were I threw in like, I can guarantee her, you know, a loving home, a loving forever home, internet fame. You know, you can't put a price tag on that
because that's what she cares about.
Yeah,
that was $1,000 off right there.
And you know what her blog is going to be called, right?
Oh my God.
The Princess Diaries.
It had to be.
Yeah.
Too bad you didn't just get married, because then you'd be the Princess Bride. Oh.
Oh my gosh.
I know. Too many things. So awesome. Okay, so she's
And this pony is 14. Cute as a Dickens. Cute as the Dickens.
We're going to post a picture of your new pony on our Jennifer, Horses in the Morning Facebook page. So how many times have you kissed Princess on the nose since you got her? Have you got her? She passed the vet. Everything was good.
All I want to do is just like hug her and pet her and kiss her nose and brush her and jump her over jumps.
You got your pony.
Did she deliver yet? Is she there yet?
Yeah, I went and picked her up on Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
She hauled well. Did she load good?
Oh, she is a professional. She's like, girl, I've got this. Where are we now? She's got off the trailer, looked around, surveyed her new kingdom, and was like, all right, this is what we're doing.
And you board, right? Don't you board? You board, right?
I think. Yeah, I do board. So this is my third horse I'm boarding now, which is ridiculous. I mean, I'm working off some of my board as much as I can. I'm like, okay, now I'm feeding at the barn, you know, working the barn 5 days a week on top of my job. So that's cool. I mean, it was kind of one of those. Buying a third horse was kind of the last thing that I needed to do, was like maybe the least financially responsible decision I could have made. But you guys know this story, but some people might not. My other two horses are retired horses. And so they're like, they're my guys for life. So it's not like, you know, I can swap anybody out.
Well, how's hubby feeling about this? How's the husband doing on this one?
Oh, he's wonderful as always, so supportive, because he knows that I've had a pony shape hole in my heart for a long time. You know, and you know that I'm happiest when I'm out, you know, I just want to be out competing again and have a horse of my own to ride, and when I'm happy, he's happy. So, you know, and we have also separate bank accounts. So.
So that's why he's happy.
It's not coming out of his account. He's fine. Yeah. You know what, too? You're
sweetheart. As long as you're paying for it.
It's just like, you know, when Jamie and Jennifer and I and all the hosts here at Horse Radio Network, when we do stuff with our horses, it's good for the show. So, you know, you could write this off because it's good. It's going to be great stories for a horse nation and a venting nation.
Oh, yeah. You know it's going to be great stories.
You can write that whole horse off.
On the road.
Yep. Just everything. That's the excuse we use. I don't know if the IRS is going to buy it, but we use that excuse.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, congratulations, girl.
Yeah.
So excited for you. Jennifer's going to put a picture of this cute little horse, and we'll put it also in our show notes today.
I want to see pictures of you riding it. Do you have any pictures of you riding it you can post on our page? Because I want to see like how it fits, how awesome it is.
How it fits. I don't have any pictures yet. I will get some soon. I have some pictures of like looking out from her back, looking out between her little pony, adorable little pony ears, but I don't have any actual, but I will.
Now, let me point out something. This is like Thor, my Mustang. Oh my God, I love love about Kiss and my Squeeze and my, it's like a little, like, he's like the wild horse that I always wanted from youth. I had like that wild horse hole in my heart, just like you had the pony.
Oh yeah.
And so what happens is that when they're bad, we can't scold them because we love them. And so your pony's going to get naughtier and naughtier because you love her so much. Thor just like, he does these things. I'm like, oh, that's so cute. And any other horse, I'd have been like, quit that. That's ridiculous. He's like, oh, I love him so much. I think one of our listeners said over the weekend that she was like, if I love my horse anymore, I'd have to put a ring on it. I'm like, girl, I feel you. You're going to put a ring on this pony.
Well, you know, it is our sponsor today is Omega Alpha, and I just ordered you a gallon of Premier. Just.
Yeah, I might need that. I haven't had a mare in a minute, but
you know, I always had mares, and I loved mares. I don't know why people have problems with mares. We've actually had more problems with geldings than we've ever had with mares.
That's you problem right there, Glenn.
I don't know why you people have trouble with girls. I don't have any trouble with girls. Girls are fun. I'm so excited for you because you know I love ponies. So, you know, I'm so excited for you. It's going to be really cool.
I'm so excited for myself.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I give you 3 years. We'll see you at Rolex. Just saying.
I don't know.
It's already at one star. I mean, you're there already. Just two more stars and you're there.
Three more stars.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, my God. Okay. So as popular as Teddy O'Connor was, how popular would a little pony mare named Princess be? Oh my gosh!
Written by written by one of the writers of Eventing Nation. It's perfect.
I want to get like a little helmet silk, you know, a helmet cover with a pink tear on it, and like a little puff on the top, a little pom pom. That's got to be out there somewhere. I can get somebody on it.
We'll have that custom made for you with the little tear.
If you just put a tiara on your helmet, that'd be just awesome.
Yeah, that'd be perfect. Yeah.
Or a tiara as a brow band.
Yes, a brow band tiara.
Oh, my gosh.
The ultimate and blingy tiaras, that's perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we're going to market that and make millions of dollars.
And we've been talking about the wealthy all day. You could put real diamonds all over it. That'd be when, that's what your husband can contribute, the diamond tiara for your pony. It's perfect.
Just diamonds.
Yeah, just a few of them, like 20, 30, would do the job. Be fine. Hey, congratulations. We're very excited for you. And we're now we got new stories every week.
You.
This is even better. It's good for us too.
Yeah.
So we'll have the princess report. Oh, the princess report. I got to come up with the. We need a bumper, Jennifer. Work on that for the princess report.
The Princess Diaries, Glenn. Obviously, you haven't seen that movie.
No, not really. But we could have Princess Diaries music. Probably. We'll just have Jennifer will put a bumper together. We'll have it for you next week, and we expect our first report.
Oh my god.
Okay. No pressure.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I'll come up with a better name than the Princess Report because it needs to be like the Princess Pages. It needs to be. I need alliteration. I do radio.
Oh, you can use the Princess Diaries. I'm stealing it from someone anyway.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's not like it's new.
Remember, if you're stealing from me, you're stealing twice.
That's right. All right, there's a dream job alert. Let's get back to a little bit of business here today. Horse Nation, you can work for Cavalia.
Yeah. I think
Do they take little girls with ponies? Do they take little girls with
ponies? Maybe, but this is now we actually, if anyone out there listening is sort of in the mood to just, you know, quit your job and join the circus, now you really can.
Is this real? They really are looking for people?
Yeah, they really are. Yeah, it's Cavalia, which is, you know, the huge and super cool equestrian, you know, circus production. They're looking for, you know, people to go on the road with them. Riders, acrobats, aerialists. I'm sure if you have multiple skills, you know, that would make you That look good on your resume?
Oh, and all of us are out. They need people between 18 and 35. Discrimination.
Discrimination.
Leslie qualifies. She's only 34. Right?
And I took trapeze lessons.
You did?
For a while. I did, yeah.
How'd that go?
fun fact. It was really cool. It was it wasn't up high, real high up high. Sort of they just have a, you know, little bar that you sort of dangle from and learn tricks and twirl around, and it was good upper body.
You know, they would hire you in a minute, Leslie, if Princess did the trapeze. They would hire you in a minute then. You'd be in.
You need to put a little act together.
You could. You could be on the road. You could join the circus. How would your husband feel about that one? That might be a different story.
That might be pushing it.
Yeah. I'm going to join the circus. But Kavanya, yeah, I mean, isn't that a dream of every teenage girl, is to be in a show like that?
Can you imagine?
And they're all over the world now. They have a company in Europe, Africa, all over the place.
Yeah.
I love what Claire Beer, who I think's been on our shows before. I think this Kavanya performer has been on our shows. But she said, don't ever give up on it. It's going to be hard. It's going to be great. It's going to be awful. It took a lot of discipline, but I put my heart and time into it. Be as versatile as possible, especially in this show. Learn to be an aerialist. Do every equestrian discipline, dressage, jumping, liberty, trick riding, as much as you can do. Got some training to do here, Leslie. Believe that anything is possible. You just have to know how to do every equestrian discipline and be an aerialist, and then you're good. You can do it.
Get on that, girl. Come on.
Get on it. Yeah.
You know what? You're 34. That's going to take you a few years to accomplish all that. You're going to be over the age anyway, so forget it. What the heck? Go back to eventing.
Yeah, I might just not quit my day job.
And oh, by the way,
awesome.
If you snag a rider spot, you'll be spending 10 to 17 hours a day working. Yeah.
Goodness.
That's too much work. We'll just go watch Kavanya.
We're too old for that.
Speaking of circuses, Lorraine did an interesting article called Horses in History of an equine circus performer from the old days. And it was a very good article. People can stop by there and take a read of that. It involves horses and circuses in the old days. But it was a really cool article. And she found a lot of pictures, too, which was really neat.
Yeah, I think that's how it started. She found this photo of a woman circus performer jumping a rope on her horse and sort of started digging into it and then found this woman's story, which is actually a pretty neat story. So, yeah, definitely check it out. She ran away with the circus, too. So worked out for her.
Very good. There's a lot more stuff you can find. Just head on over to horsenation.com. A lot of great articles on there and product reviews as well. Well, good luck. We're going to let you go out and see your pony.
Yay!
Give Princess a kiss. Give Princess a kiss from Thor. He loves her.
Is Princess going to have her own Facebook page too, like Thor does?
Maybe she should.
Well, see, I found that most people that were non-horsey started to get pretty irritated with all the Thor posts because I love him so much. So he got his own page. So I suggest that. Thor will follow her and he'll read all her posts.
You know what? I would probably avoid calling it Princess Diaries on Facebook. Just because, you know, the lawsuit and everything. You know?
Yeah.
Perhaps. That little thing. You know. Well, thank you, Leslie.
Thank you. Have a great week.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
And that's horsenation.com.
Was
she excited or what?
Owner right there.
It is so cool to hear people who've just gotten a new horse. It is just so much fun. That's one of my favorite parts is having people on who've just gotten a new horse because they're never more excited than that. The honeymoon phase. Very cool. Good for her. Yeah. And it is cute as a dickens, too.
Yeah, it is.
You could ride that horse. 14-1. It's almost a horse. You know?
Hey, Zeus is only 15-1. He feels small enough, though. Gosh, 14-1 would be tiny.
Yeah, this looks like... I don't know how big the kid is that's riding this pony
in the
pictures. I don't
think it's a kid. I think that's a grown adult.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I don't know. Well, I am very happy for her. That's very cool.
That'll be fun to follow. And I did notice, and I didn't mention it, but she has, like... When you start to... you know, relinquish your upper level of venting dreams. And, you know, I can't help but feel like after the whole Norman saga, like he was going to be my upper level horse. And I just was like, I knew it, you know, and after that wholesale disappointment, I feel like I'm relinquishing my upper level of venting dreams. And I think I'm just going to play on these Mustangs, man. I'm having so much fun. It's supposed to be fun, right?
Yeah, that's right. And you were supposed to be anyway. You were still supposed to make Rolex in 4 years, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right. So
it was your assignment.
Yeah. Thor better get better. Maybe Zeus will do it. Might need another year.
Give him a little time. He's still a youngster. Well, that's it for today, everybody. We will be back here tomorrow. It is actually jumping day with Emily tomorrow. So speaking of jumping, we'll be talking a lot about, and boy, jumping season is going crazy all around. One note on jumping, and I'm sure she'll talk about it a little bit tomorrow. Maybe she'll have him on. I don't know if she can get him away from his horses for 2 seconds. Remember we said McLean Ward did very well last week in Rome and then came back to Devon and won the 3-star?
Yeah, he's Superman.
Well, now that just put him for the first time in his life in number one in the world in the world rankings. That's the first time he's been riding for 25 years. And so he finally has made it. And he thanked his mom and who got him started and, you know, his wife and his wife, Lauren, and everybody. So he is very excited about being now. We have somebody from the United States at number one in jumping.
About time. It's been a while.
I don't know how long that's been. But it's nice to have that. And it was thanks to all those wins in the last week. That have done. Plus the fact that he can probably pay for dinner now.
Yeah, I think dinner's on him. For
yeah,
sure.
And we'll see him in Rio. I mean, he'll be there and representing us well, I'm sure. So we have a shot at some gold in Rio.
It'd be great.
Now, there might not be any TV coverage because I saw that NBC, half the employees are saying, we're not going to Rio. I'm sorry. They're like,
really?
Yeah, they're having trouble finding enough people to go because everybody's saying, we're not going. Especially those of childbearing years are going, nope, not us. So they're having a little trouble with that. We might be seeing, it might be one camera shoot on each of the events, but we'll see.
Come here. Say that again, buddy.
Uh-oh.
Chocolate.
What'd he say?
Chocolate.
That sounds good. I like that idea.
7:30 in the morning. Haven't had breakfast yet.
Haven't had his chocolate yet.
What
you
the
know
hell?
What? Can you imagine him if he had that room in that rich person's house with all of the candy lined up?
Oh my gosh.
He'd be just under, he'd have his mouth open, just shoveling it in.
Hanging from our custom chandelier swinging.
Yes, in your 20,000 foot closet. All right, that's it, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, have a great day. Spay, neuter, geld. Chat should be home any minute.
Yay!
Daddy's coming home. Yay. Say that again.
Eat chocolate.
Eat chocolate. Of course he needs. Need.
Chocolate.
Now I need chocolate.
Need chocolate.